Hello.
Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Monday the 13th of August.
And lucky for some, lucky for us.
It is lucky for us because we've got the news and this is it.
This is the news.
I've got some amazing news which I've just read on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a teenager, a 16-year-old French teenager, basically bought Harry Potter in English, translated the whole thing. And he's now in trouble for breaching copyright laws because it hasn't actually been published in France yet. It's not published until the 26th of October. But, fucking hell, 16, and he translated an 800-page book in English into French. How amazing is that? And can you imagine anybody in this country?
And so what, was he selling it?
I don't know. I think he must have been. He had not sought to make money. I think he might have put it on the internet or something.
That's clever. Well, unless, I mean, I'd be more impressed if he'd made some money out of it, to be honest.
I'm still impressed. Imagine anyone in this country going through the comprehensive education system, being able to translate one page of Harry Potter into French at the age of 16. Can they say Jubita Vista? Yes, they can. Can they say Ron and Hermione? Said, bloody hell, that's amazing, Harry. Is your scar hurting again? No, they couldn't.
Let me try.
Tout à l'heure.
Nerd. Je m'appelle Zina Jubita, Berry Pred of Manchester, Jay Onslon. Le coq, monsieur, really bonk. The McCanns have been all over the papers.
Yeah, they said they'd rather know if Madeline was dead rather than living in limbo. But, you know...
I would rather know if she's dead than... I'm sick of living in fucking Madeline McCann limbo as well.
Oh, I thought they meant Madeline was in limbo. I was going to say, well, you know, that's just one of the states you go into after you're dead. You can be in limbo or heaven or hell.
Mm. They've been sponsored anyway by McDonald's to stay in Praia da Luz for a bit longer. And so all they have to do in order to do that is to wear these McDonald's t-shirts.
Nice.
Which they've been doing. And they've also been sponsored by Timberland because they've been doing a lot of walking around looking for the body.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been given his and hers sandals, which is really nice. Now Madeline, she has been gone for quite a while now, and what you need to remember is that she's about 15 years old now. She has actually got a modelling contract on the table for her the day she comes back, and a book deal.
Brilliant. So, it's a bit like going to the Big Brother house, really.
Yeah, I mean, what they've said is that whoever her captor is, so long as he's taught her how to read and write and that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
she'll have a good book in her.
Well, even if she hasn't, someone else can write it, she can be on the cover.
Could be ghostwritten.
Yeah, Jordan can do it for her.
or her own. Ghost. They've been flying backwards and forwards around the world saying, look out for our little blonde daughter. Meanwhile, a little black baby in London has been murdered.
No one gives a shit.
He gets 1 centimetre in the back of the paper.
On the sports page, yeah?
Pretty much. It's almost in the bloody...
What happened to the baby?
Adverts. Well, they think the mum and the stepdad killed it. But they don't care because it's a little black.
I was going to say a few words about Tony Wilson, who died on Friday.
What?
Tony Wilson died.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Tony Wilson?
Yeah.
As in Tony Wilson?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. On Friday.
Really? But he's only young.
Yeah, he had a heart attack, and he's also being treated for cancer. I was going to say a few words about Tony Wilson, but what actually I'm going to say, look at that man's beard of bees! It took me a long time to realise that's what was on happening here, but it's a man with a beard of bees kissing a lady. A silly lady who wants to kiss a man with a beard of bees. But back to Tony Wilson.
Mm.
He was good for Manchester, wasn't he? You're probably a fan because you're from Praia da Manchester.
Praia da Manchester.
Yeah.
And get your accent right. That's very sad.
It's sad. No, he wasn't very old. He was in his late 50s, I think. Not very old.
What I, yeah, there's a couple of things that were quite inspirational about him.
Mm-hmm.
One, the fact that he did his contracts in blood.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought they didn't have contracts.
They did it in blood.
Right. Does that mean they weren't legally binding?
Yeah.
Ironically.
And two, actually that's it really. But no, actually, in fact, he was on the radio only the other week talking about how one of the big problems, you know, because everybody downloads stuff now, people don't go and buy singles and CDs. Because it used to be like, you used to think, yeah, I'm going to get the
new. He'd have made a fortune because they always lost money on the packaging, didn't they?
Yeah.
New Order notoriously lost 20p for every copy of Blue Monday they sold.
Yeah, but he was just saying, you know, people need to do nice packaging again so people get into the mood of
it. The aesthetics of the whole thing.
For example, the new House Martins picture disc, you know, you'd go and buy it. You wouldn't download it because you'd want, you know.
You'd want to see Paul Heaton's face spinning around at 45 RPM.
But I think that was a good point that he made. He's looking rough though, actually. Is that with the cancer?
That's after he's died.
No, right.
do you remember the Channel 4 quiz show? And Gail Tuesday was on it.
No.
And if anyone remembers that, keep it to yourself. Lindsay Lohan's back in rehab for the time, lucky. She's cleaning toilets, apparently. Oh, isn't she clever?
This is your best story of the day, by far.
I don't know, I like that Harry Potter one a lot.
This is your best story.
Is it about
of
a
the
monkey?
Day? Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's about a monkey that rides the rodeo and herds sheep by. But obviously, he can't ride a horse, but instead, he rides a dog. And here he is.
Wow, he's got a little hat and a little shirt and everything. Oh my god, he's got proper outfits. And he's got a real intense look on his face.
But he genuinely does it. Here are some of the things that he can do. He's called Whiplash, right? He can ride a dog.
Yeah.
He can read a paper and he can front a major advertising campaign.
Can he actually read a paper or can he just hold the paper like he's reading it?
Well, it says he can read the paper, so presumably, you know, he can read the paper. He can play poker. Get his hair cut, deliver food to the nation on a border collie. He's in the new Taco John's commercial where he goes to his teacher and gives his teacher chicken and potato burrito.
To be honest, I think he could be doing better than that. As far as adverts go, I think he should be doing something a bit more high profile, like a mobile phone or something like that.
He can herd wild sheep. And he dangles off the side of his canine steed to show off. And he wears jewellery. And he's got two wives. And 16 children.
He is one crazy monkey.
And he's only 12 inches high, but he's got a 7-inch cock. Look.
Is that his cock?
We'll scan these pictures.
Okay.
Because they're amazing.
Danny Minogue has been talking, putting a stupid face like Esther Anson in the picture, and having hair like Lawrence Welling Bowen. But she's been talking about how a Muslim girl went and auditioned and said, if my parents see me audition for the X Factor, I'm basically they're going to disown me and they're not going to speak to me again. Dare say, it was quite sad. And she said, but I need to do this because I really want to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And so she auditioned for them.
Mm-hmm.
And a show source said she did have talent, but then expected to see in the final stages her voice wasn't strong enough. So why, if someone comes along and says, my family disown me, because they see I've auditioned but they're not actually good enough, why not just not show the footage? But no, she's going to be in the new series, which starts on Saturday. So I think that's a bit of a shame. I think they could have done without her, really.
Mm. Just going back to the beard of bees. How did he get all those beards and bees on his chin?
I think you put stuff on.
Honey
or pollen or some flowers on your face.
Right.
You know how policemen are getting younger.
Mm-hmm.
16 now.
You're kidding.
No, there's 2 16-year-olds have been recruited as police community support officers.
That's ridiculous, that's children. idiot.
I don't know if it's just like being a prefect or something like that. I don't know.
Well, so you're allowed to go in through a different entrance to the school.
That sort of thing, yeah.
Lucy Davis.
From the Office.
Getting her knockers out.
Well, that's interesting.
Because she's very upset.
Has she ever done?
No. She's very upset about something.
What is it?
Because, you know, the Queen's guards use bear skins on their head.
Yeah.
She's not happy about
she's
it.
She's saying no to fur. She'd rather go naked than wear
She'd
fur.
Rather go bare than wear a bear.
Right.
But just say that, really.
What is this? I'm sure we won't.
And also,
we probably won't say
I don't think they slaughter bears these days for them. I imagine some of those
hats. Maybe they get a new supply of them.
Some of those hats must be very old.
Well, no, they have to keep them looking pretty spry. They can't have ratty old ones.
But they spend most of their days cleaning and polishing in the palace. I mean, did you read about what happened when Jeremy Paxman went to the palace to stay?
Did he have to have a special egg?
He left some stuff in his case, and he was a bit embarrassed because his suit had got a button missing, and he was a bit scruffy. His shirt wasn't very good, and he got some
change.
And he had some mucky underpants in there. And when he came back, he found that everything had been mended, cleaned, and including his pants and everything had been laid out for him. He was mortified.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'd quite like to do that with my entire life.
Just laid out for you.
Yeah.
Well, Gordon Brown's doing very well. He's having a big old laugh here, and you can see he's filling. He's got a 10-point lead on the Tories at the moment in the polls, so there's speculation that he might call a general election soon while he's on top of the world. There's a picture of David Cameron looking very glum, which is a very funny picture. And also in the Mirror today, they've done 10 reasons why Brown's better than Cameron. Brown is cool in a crisis.
Is that one of them?
Yeah. Right. Brown says what he means and does what he says. Cameron will say anything to get into office. Cameron is all PR and no trousers. Brown is a man of the people. Brown is a grown-up. Brown has a top team. Brown's troops are revolting. No, sorry, Cameron's troops are revolting. Brown has a formidable brain. Brown is a footy fan. That's one of the main reasons why he's better.
David Cameron looks like... He wants a brick or something just gently eased up his arse. But he needs to walk around with it in his rectum for a week.
Yeah, I think he needs a good...
Punch in the face?
No, he needs proper obscurity for a few weeks for him to get a proper job.
Like Madeleine McCann?
Yeah.
Yeah, someone could nick him from his house.
If you know, he could have special surgery to change his face and become a teacher for 2 weeks. And do it properly. None of his politicians would know it, they should just say he'd gone on holiday. None of his advisors would know where he was, and he'd have to do it properly. It wouldn't just be for a photo opportunity. Properly go and like do something, proper job for a couple of weeks, meet some real people who aren't just bullshitting him because he's David Cameron. It'd be really interesting. Could never happen.
What would be good is if he came here.
Come to work experience.
Yeah, he could sit in the corner, make her cups of tea.
Yeah. Occasionally, we'd send him out on a task.
Buying chocolate peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Make
him clean. He could clean the stage because I'm bored of doing it now.
He could go down the post office so long as he remembers to get a fucking receipt.
Yeah.
What else could he do? Tidy up the cables, up onto the phone.
Mm.
Then I suppose he'd go and bloody pass it onto us.
He could update the press list.
Could do the hoovering.
Mm-hmm.
He could.
He could go and do some ushering with Martin.
We could give him a pound and tell him to come back when he's got bought as much as he possibly can with it. Just to get rid of him for a bit. And he could listen to Coral.
Yes. I have to look at who Coral was, but I think you mean the Coral of the band.
Hmm.
There's a little piggy.
Hmm.
You'll like this. It's a little piglet, and he was found at the side of the road. After he would his mum was on a trailer and had given birth, and he just popped out, and he was so little that he rolled down the side of the gap in the side of the trailer, and then landed on a lay-by, and a man spotted him, took him to an RSPCA shelter. But now a fella's farmer's gone, that's my pig, that isn't going to kill it. And now he's going to get eaten up.
And he's called Squeaky.
Yeah. But hey, cool, I like the fact he was born in a trailer and just popped outside. He could have had an amazing adventure. What a brilliant start for a children's book. If he hadn't got
Squeaker,
slaughtered.
Squeaker,
Pig on the Verge. I quite like that, Pig on the Verge.
Formula One ace, Lewis Hamilton. We pay a moving tribute to him.
Is he dead?
Died at the weekend. I think he'll go down in sporting history for kind of being at the top very, very quickly and then... And
being at the top for two races and then going back down again.
Yeah.
But if I'm going, he's done very well because he's black.
Yeah.
I tell you who'd have got more coverage though if they'd done the same.
Madeleine
McCann. A TV reporter who made up a story that dumplings were filled with cardboard was jailed for a year yesterday in Beijing. David Guest has got a new girlfriend. How do you feel about David Guest at the moment? I know very much he was quite firmly on the cunt list before he went into the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we quite liked him when he was in the jungle. But how do we feel about him now?
He was good in the jungle because he was cleverer than the others.
Mm.
I still think he's a twat.
Okay, so he's moved from cunt to twat.
I would say, definitely less of a cunt, more of a...
Hang on, let me just check the definition.
Oh, yeah.
An unbearable cunt, wanker. Oh, yeah, we've got twat on the definitions.
What's in the definitions? I forgot about that.
Unbearable cunt.
Who have we got down for that?
Oh, no, we haven't got any names, but the qualities are evidence of evil, they're immoral, shameless, and that's it, I think.
Right.
That's the worst you could be. A cunt is lack of original thought, capable of evil, but not consistently. Immorality, not a problem, often behave shamelessly. Wanker, tosser, bloody mindedness, lack of shame, lack of self-awareness. A dick is a lovable fool. A tit, clumsy joker, foot in mouth, lacks poise.
Is that us? Are we a pair of tits?
we didn't define twat, but I think it's not as bad as a cunt.
No, it's definitely not. But still bloody.
Anyway, so he's going out with a 25-year-old and he's 49. I thought he was going out with Melandra Burrows, previously of Emmerdale.
Him, because he does...
Like, Melandra Burrows, filming with Emmerdale, and Liza Minnelli. He's quite rich, isn't he?
I know he's rich, and I suppose entertaining.
He's quite entertaining, but he does ming in the face.
I don't know how you could get past that kind of...
And the vanity about the hair. You know that song?
No.
That we keep dancing to?
Oh, yeah.
Which was number one, but now it's number two.
Was it?
Yeah, it's called The Way I Are. Britney Spears has been utilising contact lenses to change her look. There she has green eyes, there she has blue eyes, and there she has brown eyes. I think
very
she looks
good.
Best with brown eyes. That's what I think. What colour are her eyes naturally?
Who knows? Another story about Britney here. This I'm interested in. Because you know we're going to do our Christmas books.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's been spotted in a bookshop for buying 50 truths worth knowing. I was thinking we could do some kind of similar thing.
Okay.
50 things that we think
worth knowing.
Worth knowing, yeah.
You know, last month there was a baby that was born on the 7th day of the 7th month at 7 o'clock.
Mm.
There's a little boy that weighed 7 pounds. This month there's been a baby born on the 8th day of the 8th month at 8:08. After an 8-hour labour and weighs £8. I wonder what will happen next month.
You know, I bet they've like bought loads of papers and they're going around going, oh, everyone's recognising us from the paper.
The point of this one, though, is, of course, in the 7th one, it was the 7th year as well, 2007. Yeah. This one's fucked up because it's 08, 08, 07, not as good. So if they'd waited a year, they'd been better off, essentially.
Also,
an ugly baby.
Just fuck off, really.
John Prescott has been given £500,000 deal to write a book.
That would be good.
Yeah, I think perhaps we could do an extract from it.
My name is John Prescott. This is what I've been doing. I've been on a boat. I went boating for years. I was cabin boy, scrubbing floors, and you know, I was a bit of a ladies' man, but mostly scrubbing floors on boats and stuff. And then I wrote some pamphlets. About socialism and
fucking love pamphlets.
And yeah, and then I wrote another pamphlet, and then I wrote another pamphlet, and then I went put it in the supposed cowboy, then I fingered my secretary. But you know, very much with the people, because I know.
To be honest, that was less of a book, more of a pamphlet. It's going to start raining, like, God knows what again.
How
this
was
week.
That as an impression? Was it better than the one?
It's not as good as that, though. Mm-hmm. It's going to start raining badly for the rest of the week. Weekend will be nice, though.
Excellent. Topshop.
Yeah.
Not so top, it would seem.
Primark.
All their clothes have been made by
Sweet Shops.
Probably Madeleine McCann. That kind of mood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so at least
has she been given her own range then?
Is it Adams Children's Wear? Yeah, they've got a range coming out. Just of, you know, the yellow. Got yellow ribbons on the shoulders and yellow ribbons on the shoes, mm-hmm. you know. And for everything that you buy from the Madeleine range, some of it goes to the parents so that they can carry on.
Where are they?
flying around. I think they fucking ate her, do you know that?
They ate her?
I think they ate her, because that's a surefire way of getting rid of a body, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she's only been little. She wouldn't be much more than a, you know, fat chicken.
This is really sad. Norman Wisdom has had a rift with his family. And he's got early Alzheimer's, and they've put him in a home. He's 92, you know.
Oh, but how nice for all the people that are in home with him.
Oh, brilliant. Imagine being in home with Norman Wisdom. That'd be ace. Well, it's a bit sad. I think that things are going a bit downhill.
God. We couldn't be in a home with Norman Wisdom, but out of our
generation.
Our generation, who might we end up in a home with?
Oh, I don't know.
Paul Litchfield.
Yeah, I hope he'll be dead before that happens.
Can you imagine him as an old man tottering around?
Yeah. Who else is there? Anyone famous?
Robin.
Anyone famous?
Amy
Whitehouse is too young. That's the problem. Anton Deck.
Oh, they'd be good to be in an old people's family. I bet they'd go to the same one as well and share a room.
Yeah.
I don't think I could bear it.
Well, let's not do it then. Elvis died 30 years ago this week. So there's lots of Elvis stuff happening. We'll maybe have an Elvis tribute later on the week.
Yeah, it must have been Lord Trump who he is.
Or Wikipedia him. This is quite interesting. You know Harry Potter, and everyone queued up outside bookshops to buy it? Well, poor people booked up, waited outside libraries to rent a copy. apparently, some people didn't say how many, but people queued overnight outside libraries. Well, they could have done is just put reserve on it, because you can do that. You can opt to have a book and they save it for you if it's out with someone else. Save them queuing.
It's very shame. John French has said,
I want to stay young.
She said, I'm 50, probably going to die soon. And I would have said, no, you're not, but actually, Tony Wilson's dead.
Yeah, he was only...
And she's a fat fuck.
8 years older than her. Also.
Poor Tony Wilson.
I can't believe she's 50, I tell you what. She's very good for 50.
Well, the thing is, it's the fatness that stops her from being so wrinkly, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It does give her a useful look, but it also makes quite fat.
You could see if that works for you.
What does that mean?
It means you could get fat, see if it makes you look younger.
Okay.
You might be able to take off quite a few years.
Mm. It's interesting. Is it better to be fat? Is it worse to be fat or old?
No, I don't like a fat old woman. Don't like that because they always look.
I like a chubby cheeked old lady.
And then
well, much rather than a skinny old raddled one. You smell the fags and goes out in a dressing gown.
I like the raddled one.
Monty Python's Flying Circus is the most influential British TV comedy, according to a new poll.
Did it influence you?
Yeah.
To do what?
To just quote the parrot sketch, that sort of thing. It's getting too silly! That sort of thing.
This parrot is dead!
Would you like to hear the top five? What the other four are?
I don't think it's influential, but go on.
Well, wait until you hear what the other ones are.
Am I going to be furious?
You're going to be livid. I mean, at least Monty Python, you can see it has influenced later comedy. Probably, maybe not as much as Spike Milligan, but who knows. Next one, Only Fools and Horses. Very influential. How many people have fallen through a bar in the name of comedy because of Only Fools and Horses?
Mm.
Blackadder. Little Britain. And The Royal Family.
Oh.
Now, The Royal Family, actually, I would say probably was quite influential because I think that was the first one to not use a laughter track, which nobody does anymore. Little Britain, though, I mean, there's not even been anything made since Little Britain, so, you know, how could it influence anybody?
I'd be happy if a parent dropped dead tomorrow, frankly.
Little and Britain.
Little and Britain.
Tony Blair's on the cover of Men's Vogue magazine, and they've airbrushed him to buggery. Look at that. He looks like a robot. And there's some other famous airbrushing incidents. Keira Knightley had her tits increased for the publicity shot of King Arthur. Kate Winslet was airbrushed on GQ. She had her curves airbrushed, apparently. And Jennifer Lopez had her bum made smaller on Gigli poster.
They may have airbrushed him, but... I mean, he's still...
I'll tell you what, you can't... He's you can't airbrush a twinkle into the eye.
You can't.
Some exciting news for you about stun guns.
Oh, how much?
It doesn't say how much they are, but they're the police might start testing one that fires a 50,000 volt slug up to 40 metres. The 50,000 volt wireless projectile goes up to 100 feet and it could stun a person for 20 seconds.
That's all you need, really. Yeah, they run quite far away from them.
The slug is fired from a pump-action shotgun and is accurate to more than 40 metres, 5 times the range of the current taser.
Do they do permanent damage?
No, I don't think so. They just give you like an electric shock.
Can you just imagine if they got on the streets?
Yeah, it could be bad.
People be doing it all the time.
Ooh, this is interesting. I don't know if it is interesting or not. A man went to McDonald's and asked for a hamburger and they gave him a cheeseburger.
Mm.
But he has a very bad allergic, very bad dairy allergy and ends up with a £350 hospital bill after he had a reaction to the cheese.
Well, he should have seen it dripping out the side or just checked if it's that bad.
You know, they invented hoodies that were knife proof.
Yes.
Well, it saved someone's life already.
Yep.
Well, you do know about it because you're all reading the same story.
Yep. Been slashed for 3 years. very sad though. They're saying here that some dads have made bulletproof backpacks for their children.
Why is this necessary?
I mean,
more children should have lessons in French so they can translate French books, and less guns to play with.
It makes me feel ill, actually. There's a very fat dog.
It's a very fat child.
15 stone. It's called Pie. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about Pie before.
Pie sounds very familiar.
But he's so fat because he's been eating grass. They cut him open just to check what he'd been eating, and he had 11 pounds of grass in his stomach just from one day.
Surely grass isn't very fattening.
If you eat enough of it, it is.
There's weight loss. It's not weight loss, just lifestyle tips here for women. Think like a man. Be happier, healthier, and slimmer. It's things that men don't do that women do, and women should do to be more like a man and be better as a person generally. Don't diet. Men don't diet. Why should women? They'd be better off.
Men do diet. Lie. Next.
Exercise. Women don't exercise, but men do.
Women do. Lie. Next.
Men are selfish with me time. They don't, you know, devote all their time to looking after other people. Sometimes they just go to the pub. That's a good tip.
So do I.
They don't dwell on problems.
Neither do I.
They move on quickly.
So do I.
They never fake it.
Neither do I.
They have wrinkles.
I've got a tiny one.
They have hairy balls.
I've got hairy ass.
They are stupid and annoying.
Yes, they are.
Anyway, then it says 5 things that you shouldn't do like a man.
Is that really what it's saying, though?
Apparently you shouldn't think that farting and burping is clever or funny. Is that what it really... Think like a man. I'll be happier, healthier and slimmer.
But none of those things really are particularly... And farting and burping is funny. I'm going to write a letter.
Go on, then. Have you got any more news?
Yes, some hot air balloons were up in the air. And
brilliant.
They got radio through saying fog warning, land. So they landed in someone's garden. Was it in
Bath or something? They had a big festival of hot air balloons somewhere down south, didn't they?
In Bristol.
Bristol, what was it?
Yeah, I went in a hot air balloon once. It was good.
Excellent.
I was thinking actually it might be a good way of getting to work.
Might be, yeah.
Rather than the
underground or the overground.
How often do you check your emails?
Oh, about every 30 seconds.
There's apparently here...
I'm going to check them now.
People interrupt their work 40 times an hour to check their inboxes. Only 2 in 5 people were relaxed enough to wait a day or longer before replying. People feel a lot of pressure that if they get an email, they have to answer it immediately. And apparently it's causing stress. It's a disease.
I like to have a clear inbox. I find that quite a satisfying thing. At the moment, you can see this is my inbox. That's my one for work.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly clear. Most of it's shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's my personal one.
Mm-hmm.
Very clear. I like having the clear inbox. That's why I like to apply things fairly quickly.
I suppose it's like,
quickly.
Don't put a tampon in if you've already got one in. Clear inbox.
Mm. That's a good point, actually. Do the thing about Mark Watson.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure what's happened here, but there's a review here of Mark Watson in Metro. You've got 2 stars. But in the write-up it says, that's not why he gets 5 stars, though. No, Watson gets 5 stars by being one of the funniest, most likeable comics at the Fringe. So I'm not sure how many stars he's got, really, but I think 2.
I think maybe go meet him halfway and get 3.5.
Richard Dawkins is doing a show at 8 p.m.
He's furious about you idiots.
He's less furious now, actually. He's been a bit chirpy about it. So I think that'd be worth a watch. If he'd smile, actually, he'd be quite handsome. But his neck's a bit jarred. That's the news.
Well, thanks for listening. That's the news done then. And we'll do a blog now, and you can read that. You might read that before you listen to this, in which case, don't read it again if you've already read it. But if you haven't read it, you have listened to the podcast, you can read the blog. It's kind of supplementary to what you've just heard.
Oh no! The needle's almost in the middle of the record.
Oh, we better finish.
Better turn over before it's in the middle.
What's on the B-side?
The B-side.
An even shitter version of Newsbox.
No, the B-side, what would that be? It'd be the podcast backwards, where we say things like, we list everybody we hate.
I'll do it forwards if you want. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Don't be friends, it's white.